This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, Billy and Christy. It was a creative song, John, and catchy.
This was awesome, man. An Innocent Man was the album, Billy Joel. Like, what, 1982 or 3-ish?
Don't know.
Man.
Don't know.
It was such a big deal that he was dating Christy Brinkley.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, the video for this song comes out, and she's on it.
Great video.
Like, are you kidding me? Christy Brinkley's going out with him?
She was number one for some years there.
Remember, like, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, she was cover model.
I know.
And Billy Joel.
I know. I think eventually, you know, Kathy Ireland and Elle McPherson kind of took the mantle, but for a good 5 to 8 years there.
Yeah.
Like post Cheryl Teagues, it was like Cheryl Teagues, then Christy Brinkley, and then the Kathy Ireland, Elle McPherson combo.
And Billy Joel was just, I mean, he really was like half her size, you know, in the video, even with the trick, the camera tricks and stuff. Couldn't believe it.
All right, good morning to you. Bad morning for the Phils. Great morning to talk to Mr. Ben Davis.
Ben Davis in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
The man announces 3 Phillies games in St. Louis, and bang! Off the plane right to WIP. Good morning, Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
That's good. Little humor from Ben to start the show.
Yeah.
You're dragging a little bit, right? Because that was a quick turnaround there.
Yeah, I had the 3 in Atlanta, then 3 in, and that the last one in Atlanta was that stunk because we played and then we had a 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay.
Oh yeah.
And then we resumed and then we got into St. Louis at 4 AM and I'm a weirdo and I didn't go to bed till 5:45. And yeah, it was, and then the offense wasn't great.
God, you got to bed one night when our show was just about to start, basically.
Yeah. I texted my buddy Justin.
Right after, actually, technically, out there. Or maybe off by
Yeah, hour. No, we were an hour behind. I texted my buddy Justin at 4:30. He was getting up for work. And he goes, what the hell are you doing? I said, we just got in, bro. So it is what it is. You know, I'm glad to be here, though.
Yeah, well,
how
Ben.
How worried, how concerned, losing 2 series in a row, is it the kind of thing that you let slough off? You excuse it because of some of that circumstance, mm-hmm. not the greatest. It didn't feel like this team had the offense wasn't working, that's for sure.
No.
But is this one of those, hey, early season, you're coming off the Dodgers series when you outplayed the team that's got the belt, so to speak, let down on the road?
Yeah, I think I'd be more concerned if it was later in the year, but since it's August 14th, I'm kind of okay.
April.
Yeah. April. Since it's April 14th, I'm okay with where they're at.
It was an ugly series, though, Ben.
Both series were terrible.
And the Beau Marsh thing is a concern right now.
It's a huge concern.
Because it looks like they're struggling with struggling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're struggling. And then they're struggling with struggling. And they are struggling with struggling.
Yeah, and they're wearing their hearts on their sleeves. And it's understandable because it's probably the first time these two have ever gone through it. I mean, Marsh went through it a little bit last year, but it's not good. It's not good. And the other the problem with it is there's no other options.
That's right. Right now. That's right.
There's no other options.
Yeah, I mean, Sosa can have some handle in that, but there's not a ton of options.
But how do you navigate it? That's the
yeah.
That's
and
the
Sosa
question.
Can't play two positions at the same time.
No,
he might play two positions in two different games, but he can't play two positions at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Look, your reaction to the Phils over the weekend, the Masters, the Daryl Morey press conference, and also I just want to put this out there: if you want to take a bite out of the Sixers now that their season's over, go for it. Like, this isn't just like, oh, let's just move on to the future. Like, yeah, there's some of that. And reviewing what Daryl Morey said and what that represents for the future, yes, that is on the table. So, too, is just take a bite out of them for the last 6 months. Because, honest to God, this was one of the all-time disgraces I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. I mean, for a team that had championship aspirations, or at the very least, had let's try to make a deep run in the playoffs aspirations, to get to this was a disaster.
On and off the court. The only person I really kind of give a pass to is Nick Nurse.
I definitely give him a pass.
It's like, what did he have to work with?
Yeah, I agree 1,000,000%. He had nothing. He had nothing out there. All right, so take a bite out of the Sixers as well. 215-592-9494. Ron and Monco right now. Ron, good morning.
Hey.
What up, Ron?
Hey.
What a baseball weekend. We were just tuned into.
You were loving it, huh?
Can you guys hit?
It was pulling teeth, Ron.
Can we hit? I could hit, but probably miss. So if I swung and missed, does that count as hitting or not hitting?
We had three hits yesterday.
Now, listen.
It's not too exciting.
This team is cooked. It's cooked. Okay, you guys can sit there. Especially you, Hammer. What was it? This is the greatest team.
I didn't say that, but I was high on them. I was high on them. I'll give you that.
Trying to get everybody else to drink the Kool-Aid, dude. I mean, you know, you.
Well, don't you think this team is cooked? Is a little bit of an overstatement. This team is cooked.
They're not.
Listen, let me throw the mismatch in there for you. That's Dombrowski and Middleton. Okay, Dombrowski wants the money, and Middleton ain't giving it up.
Well, that's not accurate, Ron. You have had maybe.
Why do you got the situation you got out in center field? Why is Hoppy in with the Angels? Listen, they don't want to spend the money. They don't want to swim in that water with the Yankees and the big boys. They can't. They won't. And they don't do it. And these contracts. If you didn't know these 13-year contracts. 10, 11-year contracts with baseball suicide, then you're
well, it's working out with Bryce Harper. I mean, you know, that's a 13-year deal.
We've got the fourth biggest payroll in Major League Baseball, Ron.
A lot of silliness in that call. Look, there's a lot you can say to criticize the Phillies this morning, and certainly way, way more you can say to criticize the 76ers. One thing you can't say is ownership don't spend money on either team. I mean, they're both way up there in payroll. 215-592-9494.
They didn't spend a lot
this offseason. No, they didn't. No. All right, coming up, more on the Phils weekend. Rory, the Masters, what he said after that win. We'll get to that. More from Daryl Morey in that press conference yesterday and your phone calls on all of this. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Of course, Ben Davis also in studio with us on 94 WIP.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.